Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, a problem, technical glitch with Brooke there. We're going to talk to her again at 7:40 and get a live update from Augusta National and what the golf course looks like. She's had a look at it after Helene, because when it comes to Amen Corner and a lot of those holes, the iconic holes, Helene, the hurricane, wreaked havoc, and there was some talk about it might look different, so we'll find out in the next half hour. Right now, Jerry Bologna joins us now, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. How you doing, Jerry?
Doing well. Feels like it was just last week when we last spoke.
It does. Are you a golfer or not?
I am. I actually serve on the board of the Four Kids Foundation, who puts on the Zurich Classic here.
Have you been to Augusta?
I have not. Still a bucket list for me.
All right. Well, we'll get an update. Stay tuned. We'll get an update from Brooke on what the course looks like. It is a bucket list for me as well. Let's talk about what's going on in Jefferson Parish with some of the different groundbreakings that are going on, because we got there was so much last week we didn't get to some of the things we wanted to talk about. So let's talk about, I guess, what the Oracle groundbreaking in Fat City happened.
Yeah, that was a great announcement. We celebrated last week in that that's a company that is a manufacturer of automotive lights. They've been in Fat City for a long time, just sort of growing piecemeal. But they've acquired some additional property in Fat City, investing $3 million in a new 15,000-square-foot facility there. But what's exciting about that is those improvements in Fat City have taken place over the years, and the parish has invested in infrastructure and road improvements and things like that. And now we're really starting to see those businesses invest. And so I think we're at a tipping point there in Fat City finally.
That sounds awesome. Let's talk about the berry chi tree expansion. What is that?
Berry cherry tree, which is probably one of the largest early childhood education centers in the state. But they are now cutting the ribbon on their fifth building in Jefferson Parish. And we don't, I wouldn't say we traditionally talk about child care centers in economic development, but we understand that access to that early childhood education is critical for economic development. If business owners and employees can't find access to quality child care, they're not going to be good employees at the end of the day. So we're really excited about this one. Berry Cherry Tree has been in operation for over 50 years in Jefferson Parish, and to see them continuing to expand is a good sign for us.
What about the off-bottom oyster brand launch? I know you wanted to talk about that, but the weather had put that off, Jerry?
Yeah, we were planning to announce that last week. Certainly high tides and choppy waters prevented us from being out there. So we have rescheduled that to later this month. But what we're doing there is really creating an umbrella brand for all of the Grand Isle off-bottom oysters. There are a number of oystermen down there who harvest under their own labels, boutique labels. But we're trying to give Grand Isle oysters their own their own brand so that when people go in restaurants, they know what to ask for. And these are a quality, really premium product, harvested off the bottom of the water. They're actually harvested in cages on the top of the water. Sustainable, great product. You can eat them right out of the water. And that's what we'll be doing on that date.
How new of a thing is this to Grand Isle? It's a new technology, Jerry, and why Grand Isle? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it really. So in
waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Grand Isle, the oyster fishermen or oyster fishing in Grand Isle has dwindled to basically nothing. It's not passed down from generation to generation anymore, but because of hurricanes and other reasons, we're not having a lot of oyster fishing down in Grand Isle, and so they really set this process up where the larvae are harvested in a lab. They're then caged, and the cages actually sit at the top of the water, and the oystermen are in the water constantly turning the cages. They grow much, much faster there. Again, like I said, just a sustainable source of raw oysters, and they are so salty and so good, a real premium product that we're excited to be able to bring to market, but also to be able to retain that skill and that set of skills in Grand Isle and bring oyster fishing back there.
I don't mean to get, I started to say, too far in the weeds or maybe too deep in the water here, but I'm just curious about oysters, and I don't want to ask you about something you don't know about if you don't, but because we hear about salinity impacting the oyster fishermen, but Grand Isle would be the Gulf, which would be nothing but salt water, yes?
That's correct. That area is ideal because of the salinity of the water, but also in that Caminata Pass and that area, it's shallow water. And that was one of the problems with the hurricanes. It comes through, it scours the bottoms of the water bottoms, and it's too deep. But that Caminata Pass, those oystermen can stand in there, harvest those oysters, turn the cages, and really farm their product.
Is there any name for that yet, or is that yet to be announced?
Well, there is a name. That's what we're going to be unveiling, and we had hoped to announce it last week. But we have international media, local media going down there with us later this month, and that's when the brand will officially be unveiled.
All right. Have you had any of these or not? Have you tasted them?
I have had them directly off out of the water, and they're great, great product. I think the public, it's going to be a product that people want to see in restaurants and are going to start asking for by name.
I got an idea for you. Some kind of outfit where you'd have to sign God knows how many liability waivers here and provide them with the necessary protective gloves. But how about it's a restaurant where you go and you get your own oysters out of the cage, open them, and just enjoy them right there on the beach?
Well, as someone who has tried to shuck oysters before, I'll let you run with that idea. That's not an easy job.
Well, I said there would have to be some liability waivers and some protective gloves involved, because we used to, every night before Thanksgiving, we get a sack of oysters and have a couple of beers and shuck them for the dressing and then eat them and have a great time. And then somebody put an oyster knife through their hand and wound up at the emergency room, and that pretty well killed that tradition. But it was nice while it lasted, I'll tell you that. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking about development in Jefferson Parish with Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Jerry, in terms of development in Jefferson Parish, you guys seem to be on a roll, huh?
It's been a great start to the year. Certainly, it started with the Super Bowl and Jefferson Parish kicking off their bicentennial year. But everything from Riley Foods moving their headquarters to Jefferson to UBE announcing $500 million investment, the first quarter of this year and into April have really been great for us.
Tell me about what else is going on in Jefferson Parish, some of the other things.
Well, I just mentioned Riley Foods, which not a lot of people may know the name, but they certainly know Blue Plate Mayonnaise and Louisiana Tea and Evermore Water. All of those brands are Riley Foods. They consolidated all their operations into Jefferson Parish. Renegade Construction moved and consolidated everything from their prefab to their offices in Jefferson. So it's a strong time, and companies are investing in Jefferson. They're finding a great business environment and the ability to find a quality workforce. At the same time, you know, we're spending a good deal of time just sort of monitoring tariffs. It's very nuanced. We have not had any companies come to us yet specifically with their problems, but we will see the downside and the upside of that. Certainly, we're seeing the upside with our fishermen, our shrimpers, for example. Now that they're talking about tariffs on imported shrimp, for example, we certainly stand to be the beneficiary of that. At the same time, we have global manufacturers in Jefferson Parish who export their product all over the world, and I think we're just monitoring that closely to see how that's going to impact our businesses.
Tell me about Churchill Park. What's going on there?
Oh, we just signed our design contract to start designing our regional food and beverage incubator, which will be built in Churchill Park. And that's going to be for food-related entrepreneurs from around the region can come there, rent space to produce their product, to get their product onto shelves at grocery stores and restaurants. And we're really excited about that, because our food entrepreneurs are such a critical element to our economy and our landscape in Jefferson.
Any final thoughts, Jerry, before we let you go, about some other things that are happening?
No, it's a great time to be in Jefferson Parish. We're excited about the future. We're excited about a lot of things happening, and I can't wait to come back on and talk about that oyster brand later this month.
I want to hear about them. Tell me real quick about the Radamo Suites. Did we talk about that or not?
Not yet. Just another project coming online in that Ochsner corridor on Jefferson Highway. 44 new hotel rooms, retail space, restaurant space for lease. Just continuing to beautify that area and invest in that area.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate your time and your efforts as always. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Brooke Laser when we come back, give you an up close and personal about the Augusta National Golf Club and how maybe Hurricane Helene could have changed the iconic golf course, specifically Amen Corner. I heard that they maybe brought some full-grown trees in so as not to change the complexion of the course for after the hurricane, so we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk with Larry Carter, president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. We'll have to see what happens with the special session with the teacher pay raise because it's kind of in limbo after Amendment Number 2 failed. So we'll talk about that and more. Then we'll talk about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, get Simone Maloz's take on that. She's with Restore the Mississippi River Delta. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL right now. Time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.